Dirty Point Buck. Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on the ground.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. If you guys are headed to deer camp this weekend, Monday's the opener for the rifles anyway, you might want to leave Mama with a good taste in her mouth before you leave. And I mean, cook her favorite meal is what I'm talking about. Get out of there, Bob. We're not in that gutter. And we're going to cook her favorite meal, and I'm just wondering if you guys really know what her favorite meal is. I think I've got mine picked out, but Barbecue Bob, what would you do for Maureen before you leave?
Well, I'm going to make her a romantic meal after the hunt.
Oh, okay. So after the shower, probably, too, when
yes,
you get back.
That's
yeah,
right.
Right. Shave, maybe do all of that stuff. Well, before I go, Lisa likes a filet with a crab meat topper on it, right? And you can find the crab meat topper recipes online. Just look one up. And they're generally, I've got a recipe here, but
catching crabs this time of year,
right?
Tough
yeah,
part.
Well, it isn't too bad in the can. They slow down when they hit the can. But anyway, look one of those.
Is that
up.
What you do? You get canned crab meat?
Yes, I do. Yep,
and that's actually okay.
Yes, it's really good.
Oh,
and you can't get it everywhere. It's called Crab Oscar Steak Topping is what
I've
it
seen
is.
That.
Yep.
Okay.
And
never
get
tried
a recipe.
It.
There's nothing special about the one I have. It's good. But what I wanted to talk about was the meat. Okay. If you get first of all, filet is quite pricey. The filet of beef is about as big around as a baseball, and usually they're cut 1.5 to 2 inches thick, right? So it's a very, very tender but very, very lean piece of meat. And because it's 2 inches thick, you've got a real tall steak when it sits on your grill.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do is a technique that's called sous vide. And look that up. But basically what sous vide means is cooked in a water bath.
And I think the D is silent.
Yeah?
Sous vide.
Sous vide? Okay. Either way, what we're going to do is if you've got a vac sealer, I have one, where you vac seal meat or your leftovers or whatever, rather than
yeah.
just putting them in a Tupperware, you
yeah.
suck all the air out.
And
of
that's
them.
What you sous vide with.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But what I would do is I'm going to put the salt and the cracked pepper and a little bit of garlic powder on two sides of the two flat sides of that steak, put two of the steaks in a vac seal and draw all the air out.
Now, you're going to want to set them side by side, not on top of
that's
each other.
That's correct. That's correct.
So your temperature right. transfers equally.
Yeah, so all the surface areas get the temperature. That's a very good point. So then you're going to put this in a bath of hot water. The sous vide machines are available, $70, $80. And what it does is you stick this down inside
a pot
like of water.
Looks like a curling iron.
Yeah, kind of. But they got them digital. In Anova, A-N-O-V-A, is a brand that I have. But what it does is it heats the pot of water to a consistent degree. There's a digital thermometer associated with this. So what you want to do is I'm and Lisa are medium rare filet eaters. So medium rare is 129 to 135 degrees is the water temperature.
I'd say it's rare for a woman to like medium rare.
Right. And but what I'm going to do is you put it in there for, it doesn't really matter because when that temperature, say the water we choose 130, okay? You get that, drop that steak in the pan of water and turn that sous vide on and it'll tell you when it gets to 130. And when it's at 130, you want to leave it in there about an hour. It will not burn. It will not overcook because the environment that steak is in is 130 degrees. But you want to give it time to get 130 degrees all the way through. Mind you, it's not getting wet. It's in there with salt, pepper, and garlic, and it's in a dry environment. Okay? But it will sweat a little bit as it heats up. So once you've left it in there an hour, hour and a half, you're going to take it out, open the package, and set the filet on a cutting board and let it cool for just maybe 5-10 minutes to let the juices draw back in. It's not like it's been grilled, but you want it to dry out.
So you leave it in the bag.
You want it, well, I'd take it right out of the bag and put it on the cutting board because I want it to dry out a little bit because what I'm going to do next is rather than grill it, I prefer to put them in a cast pan. And you want to use something, a little bit of oil in the pan that doesn't have a low flash point. So I would stay away from the olive oils. maybe grapeseed oil if you've got some of that, or regular peanut oil.
Or bacon grease.
Right, or bacon grease. If you've got bacon grease, it's almost worth cooking bacon to get the grease, because that flavor on the outside of that steak is going to be amazing. So I'm going to get that pan hot. I mean, my burner's going to be on high, and I want to get that pan hot, because all I want to do, it's cooked, mind you. I'm at 130 degrees now, so it's cooked. I want to put a little color on it, because it's going to come out of that sous vide bath gray. And it's perfectly ready to eat, but it just doesn't look too appealing. So what I'm going to do...
Because it's 110 degrees.
Right. Well, it's 130.
Or whatever.
Yeah, 130 is what I got it to. So I'm going to put that in a hot cast for maybe just a minute and a half on either side.
So you're just going to score it on each side.
I just want it to get some color is all I want. And in the meantime, while it was in that sous vide, you make your crab topper, okay? And then you're going to take, like, what I take is maybe like a golf ball size of that crab and put it right on top of that filet. And you can boil, you can grill up, you can pan saute some asparagus to go with it. And you have a classic
then,
crab Oscar.
Then do you put like a little thyme sprig on top of your crab?
Well, you could if you had time to do it. But anyway, no, the things that she likes on her plate, she likes to eat, not look at so much. So, but anyway, my point is, super easy to do if you have this sous vide device. It's a wonderful meal, and you can't ruin the filet.
You're going to talk me into using mine.
I'm telling you, I bought him one. He buys me cast. I buy him French cooking appliances.
He's so fancy.
Yeah. I get wagon trail cast. But I'm using it, right? I use both in the recipe.
You got a beautiful Lodge Dutch oven.
I do, and it's going to see some use here.
Is that the only cast piece I ever got you? Is Lodge?
No, you got me a big skillet one.
That's
time.
That's what I thought.
With a handle on one and a little D on the other.
Yeah.
I used that for chicken dip last Saturday night. So I made a big thing of smoked chicken dip for a party I had. So anyway, bless you. But anyway.
So one of the things my bride loves is dirty garlic mashed. And so I'm going to probably use a nice Idaho russet.
Mm-hmm.
Because the red potatoes just get too creamy.
Yeah.
Emma's. Excuse me.
We got to sneeze. Conrad, you got a sneeze button over there.
Sleaze button.
Yeah.
So this is real simple. You just boil up some potatoes. I'm going to cut them in half if they're big, or cut them into quarters. Wash them, boil them. And when they're in about 10 minutes of boiling, you throw in some cauliflower. Okay. And I do it 50-50. And then when you're done, you just take your submersible blender and just puree them. It's beautiful. And you can't even tell there's cauliflower in it. It's less carbs.
Right.
Okay? We're all trying to be skinnier.
Right.
It's less carbs. And then I throw in some pure cream, some heavy cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then I top it off with Parmesan.
Okay.
And of course, fresh garlic.
Yeah.
I buy the jars of chopped garlic.
So do I.
I love that stuff.
So do I. It's the
liquid.
That's
why I was surprised you put garlic powder on those steaks.
Well, the minced, it's liquid, is too wet, and it spatters all over when you put it in that hot pan with the oil.
Oh.
Is why I do the powder.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have time to do the other
thing
I have
what?
Ready.
You could put...
In the final segment, we'll cover the pesto.
Oh, great. Boars and cheese. You could put in those,
I've done
in
that
those
before.
Potatoes, too.
Yep, I've done
those
that
little
before.
Cubes of boars and cheese.
Love
so,
that
anyway.
Stuff.
Coming up next, you can't have a great meal without great wine. We got Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley Winery joining us. Nick, next. Stick with us. We'll be back.